Welcome to Music in Progress, your window into the art of composing music. I'm your host, Michael Cook, a Bay Area composer and multi-instrumentalist. We'll delve into the depths of my creative processes that shape the music I make. Whether you're a fellow musician, an enthusiast, or simply curious about the magic behind the melodies, you'll find valuable insights, practical tips, and innovative techniques to inspire your own musical journey. Confronting our shadows, crafting tension and menace. After recovering from my trip and completing a new episode of Music from Humans, I resumed work on my tape and orchestra piece, focusing on the Confronting Our Shadows section. I aimed for this part to evoke tension, anxiety, and eventually a more menacing feel, crafting tension. To achieve this, I used high strings playing harmonics in long chords. For the notes, I based them on the Pater Noster, Lord's Prayer, continuing with my hidden mass elements, Pater Noster Gregorian chant.
Et ne nos inducas in tentatione, sed libera nos a malo.
I spent considerable time deciding on a decatonic scale for this section. I wanted constant eighth notes, but in a random order. Initially, my attempts felt too pattern-like, so I turned to Python to generate code that would randomize the octaves and note choices within my scale and output a music XML file. This took the rest of the day, but I eventually got some results I liked. The following day, I ran my script multiple times, selecting different sections that appealed to me and orchestrating them for woodwinds and piano. Randomized decatonic scale. Building complexity. I then wrote a short B section, referencing the false hits from the tape that start this section in the brass, again using the decatonic scale and some randomness. While I'm not 100% satisfied with the chords in this part, I plan to revisit it but wanted to press on. The A section reprises as it approaches the halfway point of Confronting Our Shadows. A short transition leads into the more menacing second half. Here, the piano remains prominent, but now in the ultra-low register. I switched from the decatonic scale to an octatonic scale and increased the tempo by shifting from 4-4 to 12-8. This section also references the Dies Irae, similar to the beginning of the piece. I've reached a climactic part of the text in the tape and had the music follow that energy. 12-8 Dies Irae.
I will totally accept the results of this great presidential election if I win.
As I near the end of this section, there will be more prominent hits, similar to the introduction of Confronting Our Shadows, along with increased orchestral energy, but that is still to be written. Hopefully, I can complete this part by next week. Stay tuned for more updates as I continue to refine and develop this composition.